home for live sporting events from high school, college Division I and Division II, and professional sports. And Northern Minnesota's home for the Beaver Radio Network, AM 1300, the Sports Fox.
Good afternoon and welcome. The Beaver Radio Network, Brian Schultz, Kelly Schultz with you. A special press conference today, Kel, from the Sanford Center. Head coach Steve Sertich of the BSU women's hockey team is announcing his retirement effective the end of the season, and which was 2 weeks ago, unfortunately. You have followed Coach Sertich and his team for quite some time, Kel. This is a guy who has instilled an awful lot into this program, hasn't he?
Certainly, and I know I started doing their play-by-play year after he started here, so it has been truly a joy to work with a coach like Coach Sertich. He's done great things with the program, of course, building it up, and has had some great players that have played under him. It's hard to see someone, a good quality, classy, great person, a great coach, retire, of course, but obviously he has other plans and sure wants to spend some time with his family and his grandkids.
81 wins here in 8 seasons, 8 playoff appearances. They made it into the national polls for the first time in program history under Steve's watch. They made it to the WCHA final faceoff.
2010.
Yeah, 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. This program has come a long ways in that time.
It certainly has, and it's been fun to watch the program progress. Of course, Coach came here with lots of experience coaching for Roseville High School, and it's just been fun to see how things have progressed, and of course, whoever takes over has their big shoes to fill.
The press conference, again, being carried live here. The video of it also is available at bsubeavers.com. We head to BSU Athletic Media Relations Director Brad Folkstead.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to welcome you and thank you all for coming on short notice. Steve Sertich was hired here as the fourth full-time women's head coach up at Bemidji State before the 2006-2007 season. In his time here, BSU has piled up 81 victories, which ranks Coach Sertich on top of the coaching wins list here at BSU. The Beavers knocked off the number one ranked Mercyhurst in the second game here at Sanford Center. And, of course, they spent a large portion of that season, the 2010-2011 season, ranked in the top 10 in the country. So without further ado, Coach Steve Sertich.
Thanks for being here today. It's a special day. It's a little bittersweet, I guess. And, you know, I have a lot of mixed emotions. I'm excited to move on in the next chapter of my life. And yet it's hard to say goodbye. Said goodbye to our team today. And actually, you guys will probably get this better than some of the girls, but I said the theme today is from George Harrison, All Things Must Pass. And it went past a few of them, but I didn't mean it to go that way. But nonetheless, it's time. You know, it's time for me to move on, and I look forward to the good things that are going to happen here, too. I think, as Kelly said, you know, we made some progress here over the years, and it was pretty messy at the start 8 years ago, and I think we've earned some respect in the league. And, you know, I wish I could say we won a lot of games here. Wish we would have won more. Wish we could have gotten more people in the building. But nonetheless, I'm proud of the progress that we've made here, and I look forward to following this team in the future. And I think good things are going to happen here at Bemidji State. I'd like to say a few thank yous, if I may, Tracy, before you start. First of all, the administration, President Hansen, thank you for being here today and your support. President Quisgard was here when I was hired. He was a good supporter of women's hockey. Vice President Mackey is not here, but he's always been a good supporter, and I could always count on him to be honest and fair for our program, and I appreciated that. The hiring committee, Tom was on it. I think maybe Bert was on it too, and Tom, you may remember, I think Sally was the only one that voted no when they hired me. But nonetheless, they did hire me. And, you know, and speaking of your program, Tom, you know, talking to some of my colleagues in college hockey, you know, I don't think it's a 50-50 relationship sometimes with the men's programs and the women's programs. And I always enjoyed working in the same building with you guys and the respect that you gave our program. So I appreciate that. Rick Gobe, I want to thank him, for he was the AD here when he hired me, and now that Tracy's here, I think, again, things are looking up. Tracy's been a great supporter of women's hockey, and I think that bodes well for the future. Some other people, Sarah Levike. Sarah's here. Sarah works behind the scenes a lot and keeps us in line with compliance because sometimes I make mistakes, I guess. And Sarah, thank you for your work. And Deb Slough's not here, but Deb does a lot of behind-the-scenes work for us, too. Coach Peters, I'd like to say something about Coach Peters. And again, you know, I don't think sometimes women's hockey gets respect from the men's side in the men's hockey world. And Coach Peters is a Hall of Fame coach, and he was a great supporter of our program from I think, before I was here. Tom, you'd know better than I, but all 8 years that I've been here, he comes to the games, he calls, and I that meant a lot to me. So I appreciate that. I want to thank all the assistant coaches I've had here and ones I have now, and just the staff and the BSU staff that have been so supportive for us. I want to thank Sally. Even though she didn't vote for me, she had to put up with me for 8 years, and I can say publicly now I'm not a very good loser, and she can attest to that, and Kelly Schultz can probably attest to that, and it's one of my many faults, but Sally had to put up with me many nights after losses, and I'm not a very nice person after a loss sometimes. The WCHA, I want to say thank you to them. It's been a big part of my life. I played in the 70s at CC and had a great time, and we had a great league back then, just as it is now. And it's my brother coached there, my kids played in the league, and it's been an honor to be part of that league and get a chance to coach on the women's side. I want to say thank you to the Sanford staff and all the things that they do for our program here, and they're easy to work with, and every once in a while we have to find somebody to do the ice, but for the most part, they've been great to work with, and the loyal fans that we have. We don't have a lot of fans. It's going to get better here, but I sure appreciate the fans that would show up, and they're good fans, and they got to know our players, and I think that's the best part of it. And finally, the players, you know, and that's what it's all about in coaching and teaching, and I've been lucky to have great players here, but I think more importantly, great kids. It's a joy of my life. I think anybody that teaches and coaches, you know, we're the ones that win because we get to spend time with great young people and maybe make a difference in their life, maybe not, but they're the ones we work for, and it's a pleasure to have had players both at the high school level and here at Bemidji State.
Great. Okay. Yeah, I certainly want to thank Steve for his time at BSU and the difference he's made in the hockey program here. Certainly a time to celebrate, and I know Sally's already doing that, but it certainly is a time to celebrate what he's accomplished when he started and now where the program's at, and he certainly made a difference in that. I'd like to sneak around and watch practices a lot just because it brings me back to what I like to do, and that's be around the students and watch teaching going on. And it was one Saturday morning I stopped in, and the team was had played the day before and had struggled in face-offs and all that, and I went and watched, and Steve was pretty animated, he was just getting after him a little bit and making sure that was an emphasis going on. And the one thing that I really think is important when you evaluate and you look at coaches and you look at teams, and I always call it the E.F. Hutton approach. And when he speaks, everyone listens. And that's what was going on. And in my opinion, that's one of the biggest traits you can have as a coach and something that you should always look for. Student-athletes are our main focus, as they always are. It's been since I started, and that's what we talked with the students prior to today. We'll start a national search for a new women's hockey coach. The importance of that is the objective is to find the best coach available. We want to make sure that we follow all the policies and procedures that the state requires. We've got excellent facilities here, excellent opportunity here on the campus. Our campus is beautiful. We play in the best women's hockey league with the WCHA. It's an excellent opportunity for someone to continue to build on the program that's here. So that's our goal, is to hire the best person available. In closing, just I remember when I played my last college football game and season was over, and I remember there was an elderly gentleman that came to all of our games and never said boo the whole time. And all he did, he came up to me after my last game and he said, "I really enjoyed watching you." And I walked away, and it never really hit me until after I got done and I got older and had kids of my own playing. And so, Steve, I want to tell you, I really enjoyed working with you, and I enjoyed watching your teams. And, Sally, thanks for sharing him with us, too. So, but, again, we're excited. This is a time to celebrate, and that's what we're planning to do. So open it up for questions.
Said it's time. Can you go into more detail why you think it's time to kind of hang him up right now?
Well, my knees kind of told me that it's time. But no, you know, I just came to realization that, you know, I think both for me and the program, I think it'd be healthy. I think I've had a great run. Hockey's been good to me. But just felt, you know, I think they always tell you, you know, when it's time to go. And I did. And I'm also excited about the program because I think – a change is good, and I think it'll be really a positive change for me and the program.
Do you feel like you've left your mark on the program? It kind of might be kind of a tough question to answer, but what do you think?
Well, you know, like I said, I think we made some progress, and I think probably the most important part is I think we gained some respect in our league. I mean, as Tracy said, it's the best college hockey league in North America, and it's both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing to be in this league, and it's also tough to win in this league. And, you know, I wish we could have made a little bit more progress in that win-loss column, but I think we gained respect from our the teams in our league and even nationally to a certain degree.
How'd your team take it?
Well, I think some probably celebrated a little bit silently, but no, I they took it well. Sometimes you drop hints during the course of the year without saying things, and I think some knew that, you know, it probably was going to be time. So they took it well, and they're more resilient than we are, so they'll be fine.
When did you decide? Was it before the season started?
You know, I kind of thought this would be my last year. And as the year went on, I just realized, yeah, this will be my last year. And, you know, we were hoping to end up in the final faceoff here. It didn't quite work out the way I had it scripted. But nonetheless, yeah, it just came to pass.
You gotta try and stay involved a little bit, call up a new coach and give him advice?
No, I wouldn't do that. I didn't do that when my kids played, and I won't do it only when asked would I offer anything. But
would it be possible to have a favorite memory during your time here as you made the count?
Well, you know, I think of two games specifically. Well, we had a great series against North Dakota about 3 years ago in the playoffs, and, you know, we didn't win, but I was never so proud of a team as how we played over there. And you know, it's a best of three. They had the Lamoureux twins. They had a good hockey team. We lost the first game, won the second, and went into overtime in the third. And it was just great hockey. And like I said, even though we didn't win, I was really proud of our kids out there. And I think making the final faceoff back in 2010, I think it was, when we went as a sixth seed against St. Cloud and lost the first game, came back and won the next two. It's like going to the state tournament all over again for me. So those are two memories. And, you know, we've had some great players. I mean, Erin Cody left a mark here, and, you know, she was an amazing player. And you know, I always bring her name up. I did with our players, too. It was a pleasure to have a player like that. Susanna Tomshikova not only was our first All-American and our only All-American, but she brought something special every day, and that doesn't happen too often. So I've had some good moments and some great players.
Any other questions?
I have a question for Tracy. When do you said you're going to start a national search? Is that starting immediately, or do you have like a timetable set?
with the state of Minnesota, you have to we have to assemble the search committee. There's some procedures we have to follow first, but once all that paperwork submitted and we have to gain approval, then we'll get it going. But we want to do it as soon as possible and move it along and make sure that we're following the proper procedures.
Is the idea to have a new coach in as soon as you possibly can? Is that what you hope for?
Yes, that's a good way to put it. But I don't have a timetable on that. We want to make sure that we do things properly and we do get the best person available.
Is there anything specific you're looking for when considering people? Or
the best person available. Yep. Yeah, you know, we've, as I mentioned before, we do have a lot to sell here, and we need to do that, and we need to get the person that fits best in this, not only BSU, but also in Bemidji as well.
One last chance for a question for Coach Service or Tracy.
Are you and Sally planning on staying in Bemidji?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know yet. I've got some grandkids and kids to visit. You know, sometimes when you coach, you miss a few things in their lives. And I know I have a daughter in Florida that probably will need help during the winter months for babysitting. So that's part of the plan. But we will be in the area, I think, for most of the year.
Coach, I just want to thank you for always being so available to do interviews pregame, postgame, and all your support over the years of my broadcasts. It has been a blessing to work with you, a class act, and anytime you want to come up to the press box and help me, do color commentary or anything.
I don't know if I'll be very good at that. But and same thing back, Kelly, and it's so great to have you, and I know our families appreciated having the games online, and I did miss a couple of press interviews with you. My daughter got after me on the one, and Sally, I think, on the other. But nonetheless, it's been a good run. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. With that, thank you again for coming. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, the press conference here today. Steve Sertich, after 8 seasons at the helm, announcing his retirement from coaching. Kelly, you think back to all the years, and there's been a lot of great stories.
Lots of great stories.
Like Steve said, not a lot of not as many wins as anybody ever wants, but a lot of great stories. And you look back at just Steve's playing career.
Mm-hmm.
He's accomplished a lot.
Definitely, he was an Olympian. A great interview I did with him actually was after one of those games where he didn't come up to the press box earlier this season. If anybody wants to go to my game day blog on our website, beaverradionetwork.com, click on Women's Hockey Game Day. It's the second game against Minnesota. Talked to him about the winter games in 1976 when he participated in, and just found out a little bit more about his history of playing hockey. It was incredible just to know that, all that he's accomplished as a player and now a coach. And now he'll get some time to spend with his daughter. I know she's a big listener of our broadcasts, and get to spend time with the grandkids and enjoy family.
That is what they say. Family is always more important. And quite honestly, every program at Bemidji State seems like a family. I'm sure a few tears were shed in the locker room earlier today with the players, but I think they understand, too, that Steve's giving everything he can.
Yeah, well, we know that the hockey season's a long season. You're away a lot. One of my favorite Coach Sertich stories off the ice was we had stopped on our way home after a series win, and he got out the Bob Dylan and started singing for us. So always fun to just travel, and of course you could tell how much he enjoyed being with the players. The respect was mutual, and when they did win, it was obviously a lot of fun for all of us. So
I feel fairly confident in saying that Kelly will have a blog post about Coach Sertich here within the next day or so. But again, Steve Sertich, head women's hockey coach at Bemidji State, announcing his retirement after 8 seasons here at BSU. More details you can get it at BeaverRadioNetwork.com. From the Sanford Center in Bemidji, for Kelly Schultz, I'm Brian Schultz, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.